We are reading in Talmud de Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 3, on page Kuf Mem Vav. We are in item Bet, the words of the Ari. You can ask questions on cab.tv. Questions related to the study material will be asked during the lesson. So, item Bet, item 2, the words of the Ari. Shoresh Neshama Guf are inner kelim, where the more chitzon, the more external, is worse. Levush and Eichal are kelim makifim, surrounding vessels, where the more external, the more chitzon, is more important. Hence, the klipota between the guf and the levushim, which is the place of the darkness, the worst. The reason for it is that the three inner bechinot have or pnimi inside them, inner light inside them. The worst of the or pnimi comes out inside the or, inside the light, and ends there. The or makif is the opposite. It is known that the outer or is greater. It turns out that the or that surrounds the inner levush, the inner clothing, which clings to the guf, is the smaller or makif among all of them. Hence, the klipot dwell there in the middle, in a place where there is neither or pnimi, nor or makif. It is the middle between the pnimi, the internal, and the makif, the surrounding, and it is called the place of darkness. That thing in each and every world is the bchina of klipa in that world.
Well, if you remember, we learned it in Beit Shaar HaKavanot, the house of the gate of intentions, where the kelim which fall below the siyum, then there are surroundings there which raise them, and then this is the place of the klipot. This is what he explains there.
Or pnimi, the small item number 2. Relating to the words of the Ari, which say the Or Makif is the opposite, it is known that the outer Or is greater. This has been explained in detail in Histaklut Pnimit, with which you can understand the rest of the Ari's words by yourself, and there is no reason to elaborate. Words of the Ari, item 3.
If you have questions, please go ahead and ask. What does he want to say? In the internal Kelim, with the Kelim with the Mesachim, the more internal is the more important. And where there are no masachim, no screens, the external, the circles, the surroundings, the more external, the more important it is. It's a value, opposite ratio between the lights and the vessels. What?
He writes here, in the middle, in between the inner and the external, that is the place of darkness.
There are no internals or surroundings. In the internal kelim, there is light in accordance to my exertion, my masach, my reflected light, in which even direct light can be clothed in. But if not for this, then there is at least, or chozer chasadim, I have light. I support myself. I have something to live by, to exist, to bestow, to do something. However, with these kelim, which are called kelim chitzonim, external, before the correction, what to do about them before the correction? They have the surrounding light. They draw me a lot. They have strong things. How do I know them from? From being in a restriction. So I feel that there are other great kelim with great possibilities, only I don't use them. However, in the middle, between the two of them, the situation where which I cannot relate to it as the future, the inner light, the surrounding light, and not as the present, as the inner light, the inner kelim, then it is in between such desires where don't have scrutinization yet. Therefore, it is called darkness, the place of the klipot. And if I touch those desires, then I'm in danger. It's a sort of an explanation. It's clear what to do about the internals. It's clear what to do about the externals. It's not clear what to do about those in between. This is a suspicious place. I'm not safe there. I'm not sure there. In your life, if you will make a calculation, then usually you have clear things that below that you won't go down any lower than that. This is how you decide, well, God willingly, we're not talking about it. Everything can happen. But you decide that you're not working any lower than that. And there are also the surrounding kelim. These are my purposes for my future. I don't give up on them. And in the middle, there are some things which are unknown. There's doubt what to do about them. You're not so sure. This is what is in between the body and the world, between the guf and the olam, the levush and the echal. So this is the place of the klipot. This is the place of the klipot. I don't know how to express it into, put it into emotion.
Shachar from Jerusalem. Why do we need the system of klipot? What's its role?
How can we do without klipot? After the shattering, we're all broken. The klipot are advanced kelim, which we scrutinize in my attitude. If I relate to nothing, there is no sanctity, no klipa, there is nothing. We're always talking about someone who attains. If I start sorting out for myself that these qualities are desirable and these qualities are undesirable, so I begin to have a scrutiny. And then we advance forward. I determine that this is Kedusha or Klipa. How do I decide that? According to the illuminance from above, the importance of the group and the books and so on. So if there is no man, there is no Klipa nor Kedusha, there is nothing. And with respect to each and every person, he decides what Kedusha and Klipa for him, is for him. If we're talking about the wisdom of Kabbalah and what it points out for us, then through the light that reforms, we see that in your light we shall see light, what Klipa is, what Kedusha is. Kadosh, holy, means separate, special, higher, upper. Kadosh is something separate from the whole of nature, which is the will to receive. What is separated from that? That is called Kedusha. You are sanctified for me. You are special for me. From the whole world, you are special for me. Therefore, Kedusha, sanctity, holiness, this is something special. This is what it means. Let's continue.
Item 3, the words of the Ari. When the Patsafim of Ak and Abiyah clothe each other, they only clothe three b'chinot. The Shoresh, Neshama, and Guf in it are cleaved together. And the ten Sfirot of Gufot do not clothe the ten Sfirot of Levushim. Indeed, once we have clarified the matter in detail, we shall speak in general. It is known that the internality of Ak is the Ein Sof. It clothes the Shoresh of the Neshamot of ten Sfirot in it, while these clothe the Bchina of the Neshamot of the entire ten Sfirot in it, which then clothe the ten Sfirot of the Guf of Ak. It would have been appropriate for the ten Sfirot of the Gufim to clothe the ten Sfirot of Levushim. However, it is not so for the above reason. Though the three b'chinot Atik of Atzilut surround these three b'chinot of Ak.
Meaning, it turns out this way. We have Shoresh, root, and the Neshama is clothed on it, and the Guf is clothed on the Neshama. So Shoresh, Neshama, Guf. And seemingly there should be a clothing of the Levush and the Chal, but he says that it's not the case, because the Shorash, Neshama, and Guf are the, of the upper one, Shorash, Neshama, Guf of the lower one is clothed on that, of the lower one. And the Levushim and Echalot, they remain outside. It's an interesting structure, as if not all the ten Sefirot are connected to each other in sequence, in mutual bestow, because by nature, now they have an opposite form between the internality and the externality. Read it again.
Again, item 3. When the Patsufim of Ak and Abiyah clothe each other, they only clothe three Bchinot, the Shoresh, Neshama and Guf in it are cleaved together, and the ten Sfirot of Gufot do not clothe the ten Sfirot of Levushim. Indeed, once we have clarified the matter in detail, we shall speak in general. It is known that the Pnimiut Ak, the internality of Ak, is the En Sof. It clothes the Shoresh, the root of the Neshamot, of Eser Sfirot in it, of ten Sfirot in it, while these clothe the b'china of the neshamot of the entire ten sfirot in it, which then clothe the ten sfirot of the guf of Ak. It would have been appropriate for the ten sfirot of the gufim to clothe the ten sfirot of Levushim. However, it is not so for the above reason. Though the three b'chinot atik de atzilut surround these three b'chinot of Ak.
Continue. All
this matter of clothing, hitlabshut.
Clothing means attainment. That's it, simple. The rest of the interpretations, it's better attainment and that's it.
So, attainment. I'm a bit confused.
Meaning, the Patsufim of Guf and Neshama and Shoresh, they clothe one on top of the other. Guf and Neshama, Shoresh on the and Sof, and so on. On their upper one. And the upper one, they also clothe the Gufim, Neshamot, and the Shoreshim. And this is the hierarchy from below upward. And from that, and that clothing is called Hasaga, attainment. The fact that someone clothes on someone, it means that he attains him, either from Chazen below, from the pen below, and so on. In the surroundings, there is no attainment as in the internals, and therefore there it is completely different, and the more external, the more important it is. So how do you clothe an external? It is external, it surrounds you. It's not that you clothe on it, rather it is outside of you, meaning there is no attainment there. This is why it is called chitzon, external, surrounding, makif. And the internal, it is internal with respect to you. You clothe it, you can attain it. As in our world, I say that I clothe on him, meaning I have a hold in him, I grasp him.
So, what do I need to clothe upon, and what does it mean that I clothe upon it?
You need to clothe his qualities. In your qualities, you attain part of his qualities. That means that you clothe on him, and you attain him according to the law of equivalence of form.
I clothe on who? The qualities of who?
Of the upper one.
But how can I know? How can I do that? It's his upper, his higher.
Yeah, but you attain him to a certain degree. You equalize with him to a certain degree. In your relation, you're similar to him, like a child with respect to a grown-up. You are similar to him to a certain degree. you have different qualities, but he influences you, he bestows upon you, and you do the same to him. Not in size or in depth or in anything, but to a certain degree, it's the same manner. And then you understand him. When you clothe him, you do not identify with him. You don't become as one, you clothe on him. You remain as a low one, as external, who causes the upper one. And that means that you attain him. Your attainment is not adhesion. It is an attainment according to the law of equivalence of form, according to your, to the extent you equalize with him. There are great differences between you. But this is the whole thing of the study. When you attain something from the upper one, to cleave to him, either as a fetus or a small baby, this is all clothing, the connection between the parts of him. We're not just saying about the Patsuf that it is katan, small. It is small with respect to someone. It can be small with respect to one Patsuf and big with respect to another.
The upper one is also clothed upon the lower one?
Usually, yes. Soon we will learn about it. How all the Patsufim clothe on each other. From Moshe of Attic onward, all the Patsufim of Atzilut, they have a clothing in Shosh Neshama Guf. The upper ones, they clothe the Shosh Neshama Guf of the lower one. And then there's a question, Shosh B'Shosh, Guf in Guf, or Shosh Neshama Guf of the upper one, and on top of it, Shosh Neshama Guf of the lower one, and again, the Shosh Neshama Guf of the lowers, and so on. And what is the connection then? Between the roots, between the neshamot, and between the gufim, or as usual, in ten sefirot, in accordance to their nature, where all the ketarim, chokhmot, binot, are connected to each other, or how else? And also, accordingly, what happens with their surroundings? What, they all stand outside, and how? Also, from the internality to the externality, where the surroundings of Malchut of Atzilut are the most internal, and the surroundings of Atik de Atzilut are the biggest, the greatest, the most external ones. And then in between the Makifim, in between the surroundings of the entire Atzilut, from Atik to Malchut, and between the internals of Malchut of Atzilut, from Atik to Malchut, this is where the Klipot are, as he says here. Questions. There are many questions about it.
So you said that clothing means that I resemble somewhat to the qualities of the upper one when I clothe.
When the lower patsuf reaches some contact with the upper one, it means that he is clothed on him. Yes.
And what does it mean that the upper one is clothed in the lower one? That's before the sin? What is that?
The upper one is clothing him. This is with respect to his influence upon the lower one. And the lower one clothes the upper one in accordance to what he attains from the upper one. These are two different things. How the upper one influences the lower one by clothing on him, and how the lower one attains the upper one by clothing on him. Yes?
What does it mean that the upper one is clothed upon the lower one?
He makes a zivug on the lower one for the sake of the lower one.
What does the lower one then feel?
What the upper one gives him. All the months of pregnancy and nourishment, even mochin, everything the lower one receives from the upper one, it is because the upper one makes zivugim and gives him that. Let's continue. Yes, next to the wall.
The drawing you drew earlier.
There was nothing before? What was it?
No, this drawing, this one.
Okay.
It's a bit different to how we depicted the clothing of the parts of him, one upon the other. So I don't understand how we go from that to the clothing of the parts of him.
Who told you you were moving on? We never move on. Until the end of correction, there is the internality on its own and the externality on its own, and between them the klipot. Why do you connect the things together? There is no connection between them, none whatsoever. In the internality, you work according to the masachim, to the screens, according to the rules of the connection between the creator and the creature, and in the externality, you still don't have such a connection. There are no such rules yet. Yes?
So maybe we can sharpen that point. What do we call here internal and external?
Internal means the will to receive with a masach. It has the intention in order to bestow, and then it tries to resemble the source, the creator. That means internal. And the external is the opposite. It is under the restriction. We can't work with it for the time being. Yes?
Meaning that all the upper one or the upper kelim are together and all the...
Yes, the upper one is in Shorash Neshama Guf, and they are clothed on the Shorash Neshama Guf of the lower one. And the Kelim of their Levush and the Echal of the upper one are somewhere out there, with the Kelim of the Levush and the Echal of the lower one. And the type of the... This is a different type of Kelim. These are internal Kelim, Kelim of Yosha, the internal Kelim. And the external kelim, levush and echal, they are kelim of igulim, of the circles. These are completely different laws. Now let Tzvika ask.
What's the definition of klipa? What's the definition of klipa?
Oh, there are many definitions for it. Klipa usually protects the fruit, the peel, until it is ripened. Like we, throughout our history, we always advance through the klipa. Our will to receive kept on pushing us to develop, to achieve things. That means that we have advanced through the klipa. Now the fruit is ripened. Meanwhile, the will to receive has reached its ripeness, and we all see that the fruit is ripened now, and now it begins to explode. It begins to be too ripened. We have to eat it already. We have to use it correctly. We have to rise it to the next degree from using it just as a fruit to the level of man that will eat that fruit. And meanwhile, we don't want to use it this way. The peel still eats us, the klipa, instead that we remove the peel, the klipa, and eat the fruit. So this is basically the issue of our corruption, of the crisis, the feeling of the crisis, that from the klipa we cannot enjoy it anymore as we used to before. And from the internality, we don't want to enjoy from that either. We're used to other things. There are people in our world who run the world, and they think that we can advance as we used to advance before. Not too bad, and then we suffer. Yes?
But the klipa is part of kedusha, part of holiness. It's the work of the kedusha. So is there a part here of kedusha in the klipa?
The klipa is matter which the sanctity comes from through the corrections.
Meaning the creator created the klipa and the kedusha?
No, he only created the klipa. He only created the evil inclination. He didn't create kedusha. How come? He only created evil things.
So the creator created only the klipa?
If it is called the evil inclination, of course. But when can you say that the Creator created the klipa? When you have advanced throughout millions of years into a state where you feel that you live and are nourished from the klipa, you already have an attainment in that, that you are immersed in evil, and that evil is not just evil that kills you here in this world. Rather, this evil prevents you from reaching eternity, wholeness, and even more. This evil prevents you from loving the Creator. then you decide that it is truly evil. And why did the Creator create that for? Because He wants you to hate Him according to the evil He created in you, and out of this hatred, you will come to love Him. You know, it's from one end to another.
I create the klipa?
You attain it gradually through your obligated, mandatory obligation, which is predetermined.
Meaning I build the klipa.
You?
According to what you say, I build the klipa for myself.
You don't build it. You develop this way. You discover that you are inside the klipa.
So who creates the... Who brings the klipa? Me or the Creator? Where does it exist from?
The truth is that the true klipa is revealed through man's exertion, who is already inside a group, teaching, studying in different forms of advancement, and then according to his exertion, he discovers through the light that reforms that he has an opposite from the Creator, and he determines that he is in the klipa.
Meaning, there is no option in the world where a person can advance without the klipa. Or is there such a thing in reality?
No.
In spiritual reality?
The klipa is a very exalted, very sublime thing, which is prepared to people who can really turn it into kedusha. To reach the degree of klipa, the wicked of the Torah, these are great, great people. Let's continue a little bit. Not all at once. Just read a little bit.
So we are in item 4.
What did you find?
We have the definition of klipot in Or HaBa'ir. They are the klipot. They are the forces controlling people that will not enjoy from anything until they're completely satisfied, meaning that they have this, just like you peel this upper klipa, so it hides the principal thing. Therefore, they make
it. Man's mind won't understand his servitude of the Creator. There are many definitions to it, yeah. Okay, so please continue.
Item 4, the words of the Ari. Shoresh, Neshama, and Guf, De'ak, are clothed inside Shoresh, Neshama, and Guf, De'atik, De'atziluk, De'atik, De'atzilut. Shoresh, Neshama, Guf, De'atik, De'atzilut, are clothed in Shoresh, Neshama, Guf of Arich Anpin, De'atzilut. And Shoresh, Neshama, Guf of Arich Anpin, are clothed in Abba, etc., similarly. How so? The ten sefirot of Gufot of Ak clothe inside the ten sefirot the Shorashim, the roots of the Neshamot of the ten sefirot of Atik of Atzilut. These, in turn, clothe the ten sefirot of the Bechinot of the Neshamot of Atik de Atzilut, and these clothe the ten sefirot of Gufot of Atik of Atzilut. Similarly, the Bechinot of the Shorashim, the roots and the Neshamot, and Gufim, the Arichanpin, clothe the Gufot, the Atik. Similarly, the three Bechinot of Abba clothe Arichanpin and the three Bechinot of Ima to Abba. The three Bechinot of Ziranpin to Ima and the three Bechinot of Nukva to Ziranpin. This completes all the Bechinot of the Gufot until Nukva de Ziranpin.
As we were saying, that the Shoresh Neshama Guf of the upper one, they clothe the Shoresh Neshama Guf of the lower one, and so on and so forth, throughout all the degrees. What, Moti? What's with you?
You said to Tzvika that the Creator created the klipa, and He wants us to hate of the Creator and then to love of the Creator. But how can people come to that? There's this such a psychological barrier where we always read all these verses about loving the Creator, etc.
Who does that?
Most people in the world, lots of people.
So we will make it so that there will be nothing to be grateful for. Don't worry about it. This common behavior, folk behavior, will pass away? Well, of course, in different ways. I'm not saying that they have to go the same path as we do, but people, in different ways, they will have to discover the evil in them, which doesn't let them connect. And then through adhering to a certain group, a method, a study, workshop, such small things, you know, they will have to nonetheless to make an exertion and to receive the light that reforms to a certain degree. They won't even know perhaps what they're doing and how, but rather is they're being operated and they do. You know, this is how 99% of the people in the world are like. They know why they live for, what's happening. They're being governed, and this is how they live. So it's the same thing in spirituality, because it's going to be a qualitative force and not a quantitative force. But I will have to make an effort accordingly.
When we reveal the evil, do we have to hate ourselves, or do we come to complaints to the Creator?
They will have it to a certain degree, but I don't think that much. But still, the recognition of evil in a folk manner. Well, talk to someone today, and he will tell you, what, do I love people? I love everyone. What, am I evil? Am I bad? You're bad. Nobody knows themselves. But the contradiction between him and them and the Creator, this is something they will have to attain in order to feel that they need to advance where and why. Some small, tiny discernments in the fundamental level. Everyone will have to do it according to the root of their souls, according to the depth of the soul. This is what they attain. It's not that a person all of a sudden feels like the necessity to reveal the evil in them. But if I have such a root of a soul, where I have such and such qualities of my ego, then I need to feel that in these 10 kilograms of my ego, I am against the Creator, and this is help made against Him, and so on. So I'm working on it in order to improve it. But my work is also, accordingly, it's not directly with a book of Zohar in my hand, the light that reforms inside a group, intentions during years. No, no, no. My work is a very simple work. I do some things with some guys. I participate in a round table, some activities of helping others in a folk manner, and that is enough in a common way, because this is such an external small desire. It is enough for it to do such small external activities without delving into the whole system and what is going in it. For us, it is the opposite. It's different. I have to read the book. And when I read a book, I need to see here how the book is now talking about my connection with the Creator. Shoresh, Neshama, Guf, Masachim, how it all works, where the middle line is, where's a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left, what is missing, how do I attain, how do I add to it, like preparing food, how do I add those things, how do I change things, how do I measure things, and so on and so forth. So now I have received a kli and light which are ready to bestow upon the Creator, and then I come to have a taste of it. And the common people, if they don't have such depth, they don't need the actual study. It is as written. They will take the people of Israel on their shoulders, and this is their strength. This is what they need to give us. What does it mean that they will take us on our shoulders, on their shoulders? They will take they are the great vessels of reception. They are the Achap, and they will take us on their shoulders. We are the Galgalta and the Naim, the Rosh, the head on top of them. So we can try without them to Jerusalem and to the temple, to the corrected Malchut, and they can do without us, only together. Yes.
How what we read about Hitlabshut and clothing, how does it work in the group between the friends? Is there some kind of connection, or?
We'll talk about it later. Why should we get confused for? Monia? Well, you became such a
Naughty person, you raise your hand.
I wanted to ask, the external kelim, can we use them, or it's just after Gemar Tikkun?
It's a good question, by the way. The external kelim, they shine upon us. The external kelim are a whole system, because if there are external kelim with surrounding lights, then this is where our future lays, both in terms of the lights and the vessels. What I have acquired already, what is below me, these are the internal kelim. And then I work in an ordinary manner. However, where do I take all my future forces that I will correct them and rise, and the lights in order to correct those forces, those desires? It is only from the external kelim. And inside the external kelim, there are such external kelims which I completely cannot touch. There is a separation, there is a cut between them, what we call circumcision, and there are such external kelim that I can use them, but I still can't. But I will use them until the end of correction, and there are such that even in the end of correction, it will be separated and I won't be able to use them. Like Mila, Priya, Tifat, Dama, all those discernments, they will stay outside of me. Yes?
What does it mean that I can use the external kelim only to bestow to them with their or makif, meaning they don't get the or pnimi within them?
In the external kelim, we can't work with them with masachim, and therefore they don't have the inner light. The inner light is the result from my ability to use the kli in order to bestow. And I can't. This is why it is called an external kli.
I can compare the external kelim to the nations of the world, maybe? The achap?
No. Because we use all these kelim. Only there are such discernments in the nations of the world, in the external kelim. It is also inside of men, in each and every one. Take the holiest person until the end of correction, and he also have such kelim, which he cannot correct. You can call him the evil Haman and such names. These are such discernments that can't be corrected, only to be removed and not use them. And in the end of correction, everything will be corrected.
In connection to the external kelim, that is through the klipot?
There is no connection. Let it be for the time being. Leave it alone. There is no connection. It's not simple. We will advance with the text and then we'll talk about it later. Okay, let's read some more.
The words of the Ari. Asterisk point, item 5. Ak and Abiyah are intermingled. There are Ak and Abiyah in Ak, Ak and Abiyah in Atzilut, and Ak and Abiyah in Briah, in Yetzirah, and in Asiyah. Arichanpin is the part of Ak that is unattainable. Abba is Atzilut, Ima is Briah, Ziranpin Yetzirah, and Nukva Asiyah. Neshamot extend from Atzilut, Ruchot from Briah, Malachim, angels from Yetzirah, and Ofanim, wheels from Asiyah. Know that the world of Atzilut consists of four worlds of Abiyah. Briah consists of the entire Abiyah, and so do Yetzirah and Asiyah. Thus, Abba Atzilut and Ima Briah, Ziranpin Yetzirah, and Nukva Asiyah. Bchinat Arichanpin is not apparent in any world, since it is very concealed. Thus, from the world of Atzilut, Neshamot from Briah, Holy Ruchin from Yetzirah, malachim, angels, and from Asiya, ofanim, wheels.
Okay, now he's talking about something else. This is Asterik. Now he's talking about other things. He's done with the clothing for the time being because his purpose is to give us an overall view of the structure of reality. Okay, who wants to ask about the internals and the surroundings? Yes, Gilad.
Yesterday you said that we are all studying TAS. Each one is just studying it in and of himself. I just want to ask if anything changed in the efforts since yesterday.
Effort?
Like all day long we made efforts and now we came to the morning lesson. Now we're in TAS. Did anything change since yesterday?
There's a general different atmosphere, just a little bit. Yes. There's a different atmosphere, more friendly, more internal. Yeah, it's there. It's there. It has various reasons. So?
Another question. I work at the factory, and I have a few workers at the factory. Now, on the side of the society, in terms of the morning lesson, certainly I'm in the morning lesson. Let's say everyone in my who I'm working with, they're all sleeping in the lesson. What do I do with that?
They're your friends now. They're not your department or anything. This is a group that studies together. So I don't know how you make such a connection.
No, I'm just saying I see them during the day, so they're more prominent in my mind than others.
That's wrong. Why should you?
It's not that I'm thinking of them more, but it's just I see them more. So is there anything I can do with them? Let's just say I have during the day to, you know, to do things with them.
This is what I'm saying, that those things are not related. During the day, I can abuse them, and during the lesson, I love them all. What? One has nothing to do with the other. I can't explain it. You can't make such connection.
So there's no connection between the technology department and that they're
the
in the morning lesson.
The fact that the technological
sleeping.
Department is wrong, that's true. But the fact that they're wrong during the lesson, that's beside, which is also bad. But the two things are not related.
In any case, we need a bit of help in practice. We learn here in Talmudus Sefirot, the system of the man and the creator. The whole system, complicated system of lights and vessels, the upper system. How is this inner effort, this inner work of feeling something and understanding something, how do I shove the group into it?
How will you feel if not through the group? I don't understand you. You read and heard thousands of times before that the feeling of spirituality can only be in the connection between the friends of the groups. And then, after such an effort, you discover the essence of that connection, which is the Creator revealed between us. So what are you asking then?
I'm really asking, how do we study TAS together? Because there are things here I remember and not.
Together is irrelevant. Together means with one effort. With a mutual effort, but what do you mean together, that you studied the same thing, the same part?
You're saying in the next item, the next item, the next item. In each item, I know that there's this whole system there, this whole complicated thing. How do we connect with friends? How do we connect in the group where we could bring it to that level and then move on to the next step? I don't know how to put the friends into this study yet.
For the time being, I don't think you can carry out such things. And also, the Rabashi never learned any differently. It was always a formal kind of lesson in an external way, as we do now. And in the internality, everyone could have feel and think about what matters for him.
So that leaves everyone to study alone during the lesson.
Why? It depends on each and every one of you.
So everyone studies alone.
What do you mean everybody is studying alone?
if everyone studies in the intellect and can draw everything that is in here, and the other one searching for the intention, another one with a friend, and another one thinking of his workers.
So everyone out of his feeling, his situation, the root of his soul, and various reasons, he's in a special state which doesn't concern the other. And this is how each and everyone crave for the same goal. And the connection between them shouldn't be by hugging or reading everything word by word, or not to explain to everyone what is written here exactly in every line. It is by connecting through their intentions, by wanting to feel themselves together. And through this togetherness, they discover the One.
We need to come with that before the lesson.
The intention begins before the lesson and also during the lesson. Only during the lesson, if it can, it should join the material of the lesson also. I come with one intention. I have nothing else in my life. There is only one intention in life. That's it. Either I'm at work, at home, sleeping, doesn't matter what I'm doing, where I'm doing, but the intention should be the same. If you do everything with the same intention, doesn't matter what, then you profit. You have good intentions only while you're eating, so eat all day long. You have good intentions only while you're playing with something, go and play. Do like kosher things better.
You, Rabbi Shand Balasulam, put us into this approach to life where we won't get confused in intentions and always hold the group in the middle. Where, let's say, I want to come into adhesion with the Creator, so I don't know exactly what that is. So I have this topic of the love of friends, the connection between the friends.
No, it's not in the middle. In them I discover. It's not that they are a means and then I jump above them like a springboard, reach the Creator, and they're left behind.
How do I bring that approach into the study of Tas, where I don't understand any word here?
In Tas, he speaks about the connection between us.
Where is that here?
In every word.
So why do we not speak about that?
Because you can connect those words to the connection between us and the Creator. You can't make such actions.
So teach us.
I can't. Because you don't have such a feeling. You have to take a general desire of the whole group and to navigate it. You do this, and every one of the friends, from their point in the heart, you need to navigate it, to direct it in such a way that it will take such a form upon itself, as the book says, and then you will discover what the book tells you. It's like a recipe. It tells you, take this and that, do this and that, and then you will have a cake. Yes?
It's not written about intention. There is materials and actions.
Same thing here. Only the ingredients are the will to receive and the actions of what needs to be done with the will to receive. Yes.
How in the workshop, physically, it's clear to me. There's people around me. I feel their input, their feedback physically. Here we're sitting, and I also see the world clear, Florida, Miami, Kiev, Moscow, and it awakens feelings of warmth towards the friends. How do we make this feeling of this workshop between us? I know it's this imaginary state where we have this, because we're here with you. What's this addition in my inner work so we can feel that?
You're still connected to what everyone tells you. You have to hear them, and then you are in contact with them. And all of us, when we have such a dialogue between us and mutual effort, this is especially what we have in the workshop. It's not the words that everyone is saying. If I will ask you after the workshop, you will want to remember, perhaps you will, but usually you won't remember what each and everyone said. Let's say during a workshop, we have 5 to 6 questions or different topics. So I remember what everyone said. It's other than me, these are six questions where everyone had said something about them. Rather, I felt a response from each and every one. I related to him, he related to the topic, and we were in a mutual connection. The workshop is mutuality. There it is, they shall help one his friend. We are included together. We build a connection between us, between the people sitting together in a circle, this red, this net, in all directions. And this is the profit, the benefit of the workshop. How to do it during the lesson? It all depends on the intention, on the desire. When we are all around the top, the center of the group, this is the topic that we learn, and we can't escape that. We need to have something in common. Like in a workshop, we have a common topic we're discussing, which the teacher gives us as a question or a topic. And also during the lesson, the same thing. And we need to focus on that and to be in it as much as we can. And have the feeling that we're doing it together, that we scrutinize that connection together, what the book is talking about. And that connection is very exalted, is very sublime. And we yearn to be there and to discover it, to attain it. And why? Why should we attain it? We want to be in it. That is what it means to know what they learn. We need to yearn to learn, to know, to want to know what we learn, to be in the same height, the same altitude the book is talking about. Yeah, I want to. And then from that height, which I yearn for, from there comes the light that reforms. Yes.
In terms of the feeling, but here as well, there is mutuality. Friends want to reach connection here and all around the world. And it's as if, I don't understand, how do we bridge that gap? What do we need to do so we feel here like we do in the workshop? But here there is some kind of addition, as if, I don't understand the qualitative addition that we lack in order to feel.
You don't participate here in the same activity as in the workshop. You might say nonsense or wrong things in the workshop, and here you're talking about what the Ari and Baal HaSulam convey to us. What can be higher than that? But there we're talking with each other, and therefore we are more impressed and inspired. However, here it's not a case, because here we learn things which are detached from our reality. There the topic is also closer to our existence, to our reality. The topics of the workshop are such which we deal with every day between us. It either relates to security, education, or the crisis, or it relates to our work inside a group, the work between us, the attainment between us. These are things which are in our altitude. These are topics we live by every day. However, here it is very exalted, very sublime. But he says that out of the desire to reach such things and to be in them, then from there the light that reforms illuminates on them. Item 155, an introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot. Specifically from there, you think you will get a lot of the light that reforms from a workshop? No, only from mutual study. This is why the Kabbalists took the trouble to write all that for us.
A question that they also asked in New York and here. How do we make this mutual thing felt? How do we know that it's a mutual study?
I don't know, but after all the workshops we've been through in the Kiev Convention, I said, let us all meet during the study. Let us all meet in the morning lesson. Why not during workshops? And why not have workshops instead of the study? Because you need to turn this study when you're sitting here all over the world. You see Kiev, Miami, Moscow, everyone we see. You, with your effort, you need to turn the study into a workshop that you together want the same goal. You want to reveal it in the connection between us. You want to reveal the one upper force. And without such efforts, it won't happen. And the workshop is only meant to teach you in a common way, in a simple way. I don't want to dismiss the workshop. This is something essential and very important for us until we have reached that. But really, for the future's sake, what is a workshop? Take 10 people from the outside, put them together, let them speak together. Ah, it's so great, wonderful. I feel so great. I never felt this way this before. It is really nice. Let's do it again. This is no Kabbalah. It is only meant to show people that through the connection, they have a certain awakening for everything. For everything. It can be also for bad things or for good things. It can be for better, for worse. People who connect. There is a gathering of the wicked and there is a gathering of the righteous. It is meant to show people that he has people next to him that he can connect to and work with and through that attain something. This is only as a demonstration, an external demonstration. And after that, there is work to be done. You are connected to everyone around a book. And the book is the source of light. You want to reach what is written in the book. Where is it? Item 155. Read it again. There is a wonderful remedy for those who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and although they do not understand what they study, rather out of their great yearning and strong desire to understand what they learn, they awaken upon themselves the surrounding lights of their souls. You understand? That's it. This is the status. And if you don't do that, then it's all worthless. The workshop is very common. You can put it on TV for each and everyone. That belongs to the unity of the people, to a common mutual guarantee.
Continuing yesterday, how do we make this mutual effort around the book one which is emotional and not intellectual?
To pray. To ask. I understand that those things we now study, they still don't get any response and there's no reaction in your emotions yet. The lights don't come in and out yet. And there's no feeling of coming closer or distancing from the upper light yet. And that we do not ascend or descend in our discernments. But to crave to discover them. And if we will do it together, that means that we crave to know what we learn about. This is something that is impossible to convey from one to the other because we don't have the masachim yet. We can attain it for a while by nullifying ourselves, but it's not easy. Oops, it's the end of the lesson.
And before the next part, we'll sing a song together.
Rise to a new degree, you and me, right here and now, we are holding you up. We shall do and we shall hear. That's all we know. There's none else besides him, and we won't let go. More, come and see how this one has set us free. We are one plea, and we're living in unity. coming true. We are breaking through. We are holding you up. We're marching on, hand in hand, out of this desert into a new land. Ore, come and see how this love has set us free.
Thank you.